At that moment, Jesus said, "My Father, Lord of heaven and earth, I am grateful that you hid all this from wise and educated people and showed it to ordinary people. Yes, Father, that is what pleased you. My Father has given me everything, and he is the only one who knows the Son. The only one who truly knows the Father is the Son. But the Son wants to tell others about the Father so that they can know him too. If you are tired from carrying heavy burdens, come to me and I will give you rest. Take the yoke I give you, put it on your shoulders, and learn from me. I am gentle and humble, and you will find rest. The yoke is easy to bear, and this burden is light." Except the burden of standing up here in front of you people. So years ago, I was wandering around in a store, not really looking for anything in particular, and I found a refrigerator magnet, and it really spoke to me. Has anything like that ever happened to you? You're somewhere just passing the time, and you saw something, and you just knew in your heart you had to have it. It was meant specifically for you, just what you needed that day. I've always been more of a dog person than a cat person, so I was really surprised when I was drawn to this one thing one day. It was a cat, sprawled out on her back with her arms and her legs. She was done. She was just done. And she said, and the saying said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and overburdened, and I will give you rest." I thought, that poor cat, she has had it. And she just looked absolutely exhausted, and oh, how I could relate. When I found that magnet, I was emotionally and physically exhausted. Every night I fell into bed exhausted, and most mornings I woke up feeling the exact same way. Looking back, I know that the day I found that magnet was the first of many God sightings that were going to happen in my life. I didn't find that magnet. God knew exactly what I needed, so he led me to that magnet. I didn't know very many Bible verses back then, but those words were familiar to me and very comforting. They instantly brought me a little moment of peace, and I'm pretty sure I stood there and cried in the store that day. Every time I went to my fridge and saw that kitten, I knew that God was saying to me, "Tammy, you don't have to do this alone. I'm here, and I want to help you. All you have to do is ask me." I've learned over the years that God is very patient. Until we ask him to help us, he just waits. Gives us the strength to survive. But once we finally turn to him and ask him, he will actually help us enjoy life in spite of our unsolved problems. I had believed in God since I was a little girl, but I hadn't had a personal relationship with him. I believed that he was out there somewhere, but I really didn't realize how much he loves all of us and wants a personal relationship with each and every one of us. I truly believe that it's not that life itself makes us weary. It's the way we react to life that makes us weary. To put it another way, it's not our problems that are the problem. It's our attitude towards our problem that's our problem. I'm a little bit of a control freak, and everybody in here who knows me kind of realizes that. If there is an issue or a problem, I just want to find out what can be done and do it. Just fix it. Make it go away. But I've learned the hard way over the years that the only thing that we have true control over is ourselves. We can control our attitudes and our reactions to other people and other situations, but we can't control another person, their attitude, or their actions. Trust me, if it could be done, I would have figured out a way by now, and I would share it, but there is no way. There is a phrase that has been brought to my attention over and over again over the years, and every time it is, I know that it's another God sighting. He's been trying to get my attention, and I just haven't been listening. Let go and let God. And more recently, I can't, he can, let him. When I refuse to let go of a situation and ask God to help me with it, I stay frustrated, unhappy, angry, and then ultimately back to exhausted. But I'm a bit of a slow learner because God's continuously sending me the same message. Let go and let God. This is why tonight's Bible verse has always meant so much to me. I've learned that God really does mean it when he says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest." One of the places that I always find rest and a sense of peace and calm is at the beach. I recently was wandering around in a store. Again, I tend to do that in moments of stress, I guess. And I found a picture frame, and I went back later and bought it. And it said, "The beach is my happy place." Just looking at the water or listening to the waves calms me down instantly. And I've had many God sightings at the beach. For years, I used to sit on my back deck in the sun, sometimes with a blanket because it was freezing, and just put headphones on and listen to a recording of beach sounds. If I closed my eyes and could feel the breeze, I could run away from my life and just actually feel like I was sitting at the beach without a problem in the world. It was my little piece of heaven amidst a life of chaos. I don't know if I heard another person say this once or if it was during one of my God times, but I found a note while preparing for tonight, and I had written, "Still waters run deep. Water on the top of the ocean is always changing and moving, and sometimes it's very turbulent. But deep down, it's always the same. So go deep." Life is hard, but the surface is only temporary. In time, things always change. If I'm really struggling with something, I stop. I close my eyes, and I take a few deep breaths. And I say, "Okay, God, I can't handle this. I'm freaking out. Just please take it from me." If I'm lucky and I'm paying attention, he does take it. Sometimes I'm not quiet and I don't pay attention. So I have to say it again, and then he takes it. And I'm able to calm down. I've shared a visualization exercise that I do a lot of times with some of my friends, so some of you have heard this before. But I visualize taking a huge garbage bag and I stuff my problem, my people, my fears inside that bag. I tie it in a knot. And then I visualize throwing that bag of stuff outside. Outside of the house, outside of my office, outside of a moving car, wherever I am. I just throw it out and I say, "Here, God, hang on to this for me and give it back when you think it's time." That exercise has provided me with a good night's sleep, good productive days at work, and even some fun times in spite of unsolved problems. Often God is telling us all to just let go of something or someone, but we don't listen. As a result, we experience consequences that could have been avoided if we had just trusted him and believed that he really does want all who are weary and heavy burdened to come to him so that he can give us rest. God bless.